Glory to Jesus Christ. Always, this first part of July, we have a celebration of Holy Father of the Six Ecumenical Councils. And, well, I don't think that you were excited today morning coming to the church. Yeah, well, yeah, we are going to celebrate this Holy Father of the Six Ecumenical Councils. And I don't think that this missing excitement is because of this summertime when we are, well, some kind of, we are taking everything easier. I think the reason is that, well, we don't feel some kind of this importance. We don't experience this tension and this fight and this, that danger and that Christ in the church they had to face and solve. It was big deal in their times during these 8th centuries. It was really, really, church was several times in big crisis because of heretical teachings. And these holy fathers were needed to stand up together and to bring good and right teaching of the church and to solve in this way this crisis. So for church, this Holy Father was very important, and because when it was still in fresh memory, church and people, they felt that these fathers, they deserve this honor because they did great thing for healing of church and bringing them to truth. But we don't have these feelings. This heresies were solved. Truth was is taught, and we have this in catechism. And somehow, because it's so many years past from that time, we don't feel this urge to celebrate them. But church acts in wisdom, and she insists, remember those fathers. Let's commemorate them each year. Why is that? This commemoration is important because it teaches us something and we should keep it in our mind. Because we are in different crises and we all feel that. Look, last week, in the beginning of the week, I was listening to one lecture given by a bishop. And he gave some kind of analysis. I don't know, I don't remember the name, this Roman Catholic bishop. And, well, it was difficult for me to go back and to search for that video. And or I was lazy to search. But anyway, what is important is that, like, almost in 2 hours long lecture, he gave very good analysis of the state in the church worldwide. But when you were listening, that you wanted to cry. Everybody who loves church would be moved and be almost scared where we are going as a church. How many problems, difficulties. And the same day I had discussion with a man who somehow shared some of his difficulties with me. And it just hit me. I said, these difficulties he has are caused by these problems in the church. How this crisis in the church, how it afflicts spiritual life of simple believer. How he suffers because of that, how he's confused because of that. And it was not easy time for me to somehow digest that, to find answer inside. For sure, I know we have to pray, we have to, but it was too much for me. And I was asking that, well, what are we supposed to do? What do we need to help church? I didn't find answer. But then next day, I started the preparation for this Sunday, and well, when I started and I read commemoration of Holy Fathers of the First Sixth Council, commemoration of Holy Fathers, Holy Fathers. And it hit me. It hit me what we need, the same thing as church needed before. The church needed Holy Fathers who would stood up and to bring good teaching and to bring health to the church. We need Holy Fathers. But this is the problem. We don't have a lot of Holy Fathers. This is true. Metropolitan Hierotheos Vlachos, he wrote that our world is a huge need for real spiritual fathers. And he explained what does it mean. He said, we need these spiritual people who are in deep union with God, because only those can bring healing to this world. And he pointed on several reasons or sources why we don't have. And I want to choose one today because, well, we have to know about this. One of these reasons why he explained that we don't have real spiritual father is, he said, because of very bad seminarian formation in many seminaries. And he explained that. He said, oh, seminaries are places when students, seminarians, they are learning about theology. And he said, what is theology? For centuries, theology was understood. This illumination, this state when human heart came to contact with God, and from this experience, from life with God, from this deep experience on the level of heart and knows and mind, people were getting this knowledge of God from this experience, from real life, which is gained by ascetical life, through keeping commandments, through growing in virtues. And this is why church saw, and we have like St. John theologian and others, church gave this title theologian to those who were really holy men, and they came to understanding God through on this level, spiritual level. And this was always understood today. There is this knowing, many saints repeated that real theologian is that one who prays. And everybody who can pray well is theologian. It was connected with spiritual life, with this connection with God, with this ability to see things in God's light. And he continues that this was abandoned. Slowly, during centuries, more and more impact was given on theology as a science, as a class you can learn things about God. So he said, we have now a lot of people who know a lot of about God, but they don't know God because they were satisfied and they were led, and there was formation which stresses that well, this is important. And if you look now and you go around many seminaries, I don't say that all, but many, a majority of seminaries, you can find this. What is important? To get degree. to fulfill rules of canon law, to do all classes, which is described even they are not important, to fulfill and not break all rules which are in seminary. This is important. But spiritual life, this growing in holiness, it's on the side, because there is no time left to work that. Because this academic stuff is so huge that there is no time to grow spiritually. And this is called formation. And formation to what? To be pride, to be proud of knowledge, intellectual, but have almost nothing knowledge of God on the level of heart. And then what happens? As a young priest, I learned about, you know, each bishop has to give each 5 years three candidates for bishop in the case that he would die, so Rome can choose from these suggestions. And they were talking about some kind of guy who was holy priest, really great guy. And I said, you know, if he is bishop, it will be so blessing to be under him. But then I learned that he was refused from as a candidate. And do you know why? Because he doesn't have a degree. So church refuses those who are holy, who are well formed, just because this part is missing? Or you have priests who were ordained just because they had a lot of degrees and they had no formation. This is happening very often. Many times it seems that it is enough to go to secular universities to get some kind of degrees, and they say, here I am, I have two, three degrees. Ordain me. And bishops usually say, great, wonderful guy, he's so educated, make him priest. This is happening. But those deacons who are ordained this way are not spiritual fathers. Those priests who are ordained this way, they are not spiritual fathers, real spiritual fathers. Those bishops who are ordained this way, they are not real spiritual fathers. They might be good in worldly things. They might have good knowledge. They might be smart. But we don't celebrate today those who were smart, well-educated, who saved the church. We celebrate today those who were holy, holy fathers. They saved the church. Those who were filled with God, who had this respect towards God. This is reality we live in. And this is why church is in crisis. Because we are satisfied with something very low. There is no holy father who would take us by hand and say, that is not enough for your soul. Go up. And he would pull us by his really example. There are some, but they are rare. But you can smell it. You can meet bishop and some bishop, and you can say, oh yes, I want to follow this guy. Because you feel that there is God in him. You may meet another bishop and you are questioning, why this guy is bishop? It's a joke. This is true. I am not putting somebody down, but it's reality. What can we do? How can we change this? We can ask today. How can we change this problem? Well, I don't know. I don't know for today. But I know what how we can change in future. Because future of the church, health of the church is not in their hands. It is in your hands. Because what we need is, what church needs your help. Your who are in family, you have families and you are raising kids. You are grandmothers, grandfathers. Church needs you now. You have to step and to try to help. And how? To be sure that you will give good spiritual formation to your children. That you will take care that your children will be attuned to God, that will be deeply loving God, willing to bring sacrifice for God. Because only from this new generation, God can call a new generation of holy deacons, holy priests, and holy bishops through whom, and they will lead the church towards healing and holiness. We have to take this responsibility. We are called to help church. We should pray a lot for our children, grandchildren, and we should not be satisfied only for them to be good people. We should try to form the way made there are holy Christians. Holy Christians who will form another good generation, which is not afflicted by this bad formation which was present for over 100 years. There is a challenge for all of us. If we are seeing problems in the church, if we see that not everything is okay and it's easy to see, when you have this understanding, this thought, remember, in this is hidden a calling. Calling from God. You are that one who can help. You are the one who can help. And we must have courage to answer that. We have to have courage if we want to save the church. So let's pray for help from above. Let's ask this Holy Father we celebrate or commemorate today. May they pray for us. May they become our leaders. May they give us these good thoughts how to soul, how to live our lives as Christians in this desert, spiritual desert. Because we need to bring new generation from which new Holy Fathers will be born. Amen.